with this KLEM Sports Update for this Saturday, April 26th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, you had a number of events take place yesterday around the area. Let's give you a recap with them on the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. We're going to start on the golf course and girls action, where the Lamar's Girls Invite took place at Willow Creek Golf Course yesterday. A number of teams from around the area competing on nine holes, and the team champion, and that'd be the Galen Catholic Girls, who shot a 191, easily a season best on the year, with two golfers shooting identical scores of 44 and another staying under 50. Galen Catholic head coach Jen Kurth says the girls were just very, very relaxed to pick up the victory.
They came out here today and realized it was for fun. It wasn't, there was no pressure on them to do, you know, great things today. So I think they just came out here and had fun, and their scores showed it today.
A Sergeant Bluff Luton girls golf team was second with a 195. Lamar's Community and Sioux City East tied for third with identical scores of 198. The Bulldogs with the better fifth score, so they were able to break the tie there and officially finish in third. On the individual leaderboard, Maya Scove was the medalist for the Bulldogs. She shot a 42, easily another season best total for her. And that even comes after struggling early on in the round. But Scove says she was able to respond very quickly.
I started off the day very rough. I mean, I had a 7. I lost my ball and I had to re-tee. And then I parred all the way through 7. I knew it was going to be a good day, even birdied on the second hole right after I triple bogeyed. So, I mean, that felt really good. Then I was like, hey, I still have hope. But, I mean, on my home course, it feels really good. And on Tuesday, I struggled kind of. So this meet helps me out a lot.
Yeah, 42 led the way. A couple of MRAC golfers shot 43s. Then Galen Catholic golfer Isaiah Sitzman was fourth with a 44. Sherry Jo Wickup tied her, but finishes in fifth via the handicap hole. Both of those two shot identical scores of 44. Jada Pluger ended up finishing in 10th with a 48. And then Galen Catholic's Kensley Kramer finished in 12th with a 49. Also in girls golf yesterday at the Triangular hosted by Alta Aurelia, Kingsley Pearson finished in 2nd with a 209. The Alta Aurelia girls shot a 201 to win that meet, with River Valley also in attendance. They finished in 3rd with a 235. We go now to boys soccer in the Missouri River Activities Conference, where Lamar's Community defeated Glenwood on the road. A big win for the Bulldogs, 6-1. It's their third win of the week. They are rolling at a good time now. Giovanni Cabongo, he had a hat trick. Go figure, 3 goals for the program's all-time leading scorer. Jose Mazariegos Hernandez, he had a goal. So did Deji Cabongo and Ephraim Cabongo. A number of different Bulldogs getting on the score sheet as they pick up the 6-1 win over Glenwood. They're now 5-3-1 on the season. Elsewhere in the MRAC in boys soccer, it was Sioux City North tying with 7th-ranked Waukee Northwest by a score of 1-1. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln, a 5-1 winner over number 5-ranked St. Albert. And 6th-ranked Spencer shut out Sioux City West 7-0. Also in girls soccer, 9th-ranked Spencer shut out Sioux City West as well 4-0. It was Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson over Roncalli Catholic of Omaha 2-0. And 9th-ranked St. Albert defeated Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln by a score of 1-0. We also had some track and field yesterday around the area. The Hartley-Melvin-Sanborn Hawk Relays taking place. That's where Akron Westfield and Remsen St. Mary's girls and boys track were competing. As far as the team scores are concerned, Akron Westfield girls won the meet with a 126 total, 7 points better than Okoboji. That's a nice showing for the Westerners to win the Hartley-Melvin-Sanborn Hawk Relays. Remsen St. Mary's was 7th. They scored 27 points. Individually on the girls' side, the Westerners were able to get 4 event victories, and 3 of them involved Josie Jacobs in some way. Jacobs won the long jump. not quite able to get 15 feet, 14 feet, 11 and a quarter. In the 1500 meter run, she won that with a time of 6:02.35. Then she was part of the 4x2 relay that won it with a 1:56.69 time. It was Jacobs, Briley Johnson, Tess Frericks, and Avery Gaswin. And then the Westerners also got the win in the 4x8, 12:04.40 for Isabella Utesh, Josie Lennon, Kai Utesh, and Brianna Rolfes. Also some really strong showings in the high jump. Kaberly Fairbanks was second at 4'8", her best jump. Cabby Cook was second in the 100-meter hurdles, 18:32. In the 800-meter run, Isabella Utesh takes third, and Tess Frericks was third in the 200-meter dash. Remsen St. Mary's got an event victory, a nice day for Mia Mackin, as she won the 400-meter dash with a time of 1:05.48. She was also third in the 400-meter hurdles, and Sophia Harpinot took fourth in the 100-meter dash. On the boys' side of that meet, Sibley Ocheden dominated with a total of 171 points. Then it was Akron Westfield and Okoboji, who finished in a tie for second with 92 points each. The Westerners finished with two event victories. Jordan Fay won the discus, 123 feet, 9.5 inches. Distance medley, Caleb Johnson, Adam Brown, Danon McKee, and Noah Boye of 4:07.07 to win that event. Tatum Wilkin was second in the long jump, 18 feet, 11.5 inches. Archer Small second in the 3,200-meter run, 11:57.01. Remsen St. Mary's boys, they placed eighth as a team with 18 points. Couple of second-place finishes in the shuttle hurdle. Dalton Klein, Elijah Schrader, Titan Waldschmidt, and Bo Johnson. They place second, a time of 1:16.21, and Elijah Schrader was second in the 110-meter hurdles, a time of 17.66 seconds. A full rundown of all of these scores and results, including a link to check out some individual results from those track meets, you can find those on our website at klem1410.com. On the sports schedule for today, well, there's just one thing. It's taking place at the Drake Relays this morning. The Hinton Girls 4x100-meter relay competes along with 95 of their closest relay friends. That's the big event at the Drake Relays, the 4x1. It's where a lot of the local high schools or Iowa high schools are able to compete in. Best of luck to that 4x100-meter relay. That's a strong team. We'll see if they can make some noise at the Drake Relays today. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website, klem1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Saturday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.